lovely, a little bit of Mark Boland, Get It On, and well, Mark Boland and T-Rex, and Get It On. And I played that song for, as I was requested by Kirstine Nicholson, long-time secretary at MK Dons, who demanded that I don't play the Venga Boys, and I do play the likes of T-Rex. So that one's for you, Kirstine. Got to say, it's a bit funny doing this in isolation. If anybody's listened to my shows before, you know I normally surround myself with talent. Not a bad idea when you haven't got too much yourself. And I am missing Kaz. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. My part-time partner in crime normally does all the radio shows with me, and we have good banter. And I have really missed it. I have struggled. And I'm trying to do it as live as much as I can, but I've missed having good people to bounce off on. But I'm saying that. It's always been an ambition of mine. After seeing, what was it, the film Play Misty For Me, Clint Eastwood, great film, and I think it's on the Sony channel. It keeps popping up, and it's about a late-night DJ in San Francisco, and so he attracts this bonkers girlfriend who he invents the sort of word stalker, I think. And that's really the film in a nutshell. And but what got me was the cool music Clint Eastwood was playing at night, and he was waxing lyrical to people, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that one day. And this is my vain effort of trying to be Clint Eastwood. So I do apologise if I'm failing, but I am doing my best.
Stay. stay in. I sat around all day. I used to get stoned. I like to get wasted, but these days I don't, 'cause I'm happy with you. I got lots of good things to do. Around angry, I used to feel bad, but nowadays my day don't have to be sad, 'cause I'm happy with you. I got lots of good things to do. Hear the high clear robin sing, walk a bluebell carpet, watch the children playing games, catch a moon and drop it. Hear the gentle mantra roll on a frosty morning, see the mighty ocean break like a sailor's warning.
Second from Mars's take on Rihanna's Stay, and Paul McCartney. Love Paul McCartney, as I played him a little bit earlier. Happy With You from his last album, and that is some album. I mean, to fair play to him, I mean, how many songs has Paul McCartney written? There must be 1,000, mustn't it? It must be. And around about 700 of them are all number ones, which is pretty remarkable. And to keep coming up with the goods like he does, it proves what a genius he is. I'll be honest, I don't think people give him enough credit. I really do. I know he's Paul McCartney, and he's Paul McCartney, but I don't know, there's always this little bit of cheesiness around Paul McCartney. Everyone's, you know, like John Lennon, fantastic, you know, but actually Paul McCartney, is they were all equally as important as all of them. The four parts made the wonderful one, the Beatles. But, you know, Sir Paul, you are a genius, and I'm saying it on air, and hopefully you're listening, you listening are agreeing with me.
Today I'm more confused, yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and give wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, 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 oh. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Nah, 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 won't you take me?
There you go, Dreams by the Cranberries. Great song. And I'm sure we're all just dreaming that this nightmare existence, nightmare isolation that we're going through is over pretty quick and everybody gets out of it. The other side's all safe and sound. But as I said before, out of the negative of it, and there are some massive negatives, I don't want to remind you of what the negatives of coronavirus are at this very moment in time. I'm meant to be uplifting you and I'm probably failing at every chance I'm to do so. But I do think there's going to be some good coming out of it. I really do. That's the kind of nature that I am. I do think there's going to be some positive. Even the kids coming home and spending more time with their parents. Bonus. Massive bonus. You know, we have got caught up in this mad materialistic world. And I don't know about you. One of the stories that really sort of rung with me, or actually just saddened me, was like to hear the food banks were in trouble because, you know, they wasn't getting any food. I mean, we weren't getting any food in Sainsbury's or Lidl or any of the supermarkets, or let alone the food banks. And that was bad enough. But then, you know, I just stopped to think and thought, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing as a civilization where we've actually got food banks? You know, we shouldn't be having food banks, but should we? I mean, we used to look back at history with the soup kitchens in the 1920s. And then suddenly, you know, 100 years later, here we are, and we've got food banks. I mean, hopefully, when this is all over, the nation is going to be a little bit more together. It's been fragmented through politics, and am I going anywhere near that B word. But hopefully we're going to come together a little bit more. And, you know, it'd be nice if all the political parties learn from this and say, look, we can't go on like this. It can't always be about money. It's got to be about people. And I'd love to see the end of food banks. I don't know about you. So there's one little thing. So there you go. Hopefully, we'll get to the other side and the world will be a better place.
We'll be right back.
Always admired and still do to this day, Paul Weller. The first one you may have not heard of, No Tears to Cry, but the second one I'm sure you have, when he was in the band The Jam and That's Entertainment. I did actually meet him once. Yeah, I did actually meet him once down at the Marquee. There was to be a pub. I used to know, I can't think of the name now. I think it might have been The Ship that used to be just up the road from the Marquee. And I went in the bar and there he was. He was just standing at the bar. Yeah, a beautiful girlfriend, blonde hair, and I just said, all right, Paul. And he went, yeah, all right. And that was it. I couldn't say anymore. As you do when you meet people that you really want to meet. And then, of course, all my life thinking, oh, why did I just say hello? I should have said more and said how much I like the B-side. Was it the Butterfly Collector that had been out at that time? I don't know. And loved the album and loved what he stood for. And I love Quadrophenia and I love Mods. I'd loved Mods before The Jam and everything like that. I had so much I wanted to say to him. But I didn't. I just said hello, and he said, "All right, mate." I suppose, in sometimes that's more than most, I think. And I do remember I was at my good friend was with me, a guy named Harry Deacon, and he was absolutely besotted with The Jam. I mean, I liked them. The Sex Pistols were my band, and you had bands in them days. You wore them like badges. I was more into the Pistols than The Jam, but he was worse than me. He couldn't even bring himself to sort of look at him, let alone speak to him. And then he went to the toilet. And my mate said, I've got to go and have a wee with Paul Weller. It was like the biggest thing in his life. And he did. He got right by the side of him. And he still never said anything to him. As you do in the toilets, just look forward and whistle. He probably whistled in the city. But that was it. He came out. It was like he'd had every Christmas come home. Never mind a gig. We were going on to watch Eddie and the Hot Rods. He was like beside himself of excitement and couldn't wait to get back to the Swan in Woofton in Milton Keynes to tell everyone that he'd been to the toilet with Paul Weller. And if you see him, he'll still tell you that story now.
Disintegrating Christine.
Now, you probably think I'm a bit bonkers for playing Herman and Hermits on MKFM, but there is good reason for playing something so good. It's the Cowshed. The Cowshed Chorus have adopted that song to pay homage to our wonderful current football manager, Russell Martin, and a fine job he's doing as well. And it's been a rocky road at the Dons for a few years, but no more rocky than it is now. And again, like a lot of other things, perhaps some lessons to learn in football. I suppose the most obvious thing that's good, I think is really good, is that football industry, the Sky Television, the Premiership have actually come to realise their game is worth nothing without the fans. So that, to me, is a massive bonus. And hopefully they'll learn from that. So I keep saying this word, learning from this experience. Because if we don't, it's all been a complete waste of time. We might as well got it and gone to heaven. Because we've got to learn from this. And I'd like to think that away fans, especially in football, will get treated a lot more fairly than they currently do. And there's millions and millions and billions and trillions of pounds in football. And it's time they worked out that they do need League One and they do need League Two and they do need the conference and they do need the grassroots. And we need proper pitches at schools and we need better access for anyone to get onto a football pitch. And it's not all about the Premiership, which I've got to say, I think in the past 25 years, actually since the formation of the Premiership, football's foolishly sort of fooled itself that it's only about the Premiership or the Champions League. And this last couple of weeks, I think they've found out that it isn't. Well, here's a nice little tune. It's by The Humans, their take on the Stone Roses' Elephant Stone.
Okay.
Okay, my time's up, and perhaps I'm still going to be in isolation. I've still got the one microphone, I've still got a computer, and thankfully I've still got half a toilet roll, because between takes, trust me, it's been getting used. And I'll leave you with your thoughts, and hopefully, and I say thank you, and if you've been listening and you've been working tonight, I really, really do thank you, and I'm sure all the listeners and anybody who's not listening, and there'll be more people not listening than listening, we know that, but I'm sure they'll all be appreciative of the effort you are putting in whatever skill, whatever job you are doing. If you're working, there's a reason for you working, and that reason is to fight this coronavirus, as I call it. So fair play to you, and hopefully I've uplifted you a little bit and entertained you more than uplifting. That would be good, and it would mean I've passed the test of being Clint Eastwood, a late night DJ. But at times like these, things will change, and at times like these, I think you find out who you are and what you're about, and I've been pleasantly surprised. Never mind the nutters with all the toilet rolls and pasta, put them to one side. And I say, you have a look round, and there's a lot of good going on at the moment as well. So fair play to you. Stay healthy, and hopefully I might get the opportunity to be Clint Eastwood next week. Thank you.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road the driver follows you back home. I'm a street light shining in. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again. I'm a new day rising. I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.
Times like these, time,
time again.